Blog Talk Radio.
Please stand by. This program will be temporarily interrupted. Everyone, including Priest, has been contaminated by the radioactivity.
Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well, and I go by the name of the rapper John Lil.
Be ready for a trip through the atmosphere. Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Ja Lil, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners, cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm slaying MCs right on the spot, cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap, the jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, get funky while we got it. Start. We used to get together at the dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we would go down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to use it, but I guess we got it. With the man of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. The best, I won't settle for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the bank, three for the ladies, four for the play, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no dump, so pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city, but now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom, I'm gonna rock them while I still got them. I'll rap and shower, have style and power, and this disco hour. I don't know if all of you have heard, so it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel has got to be real. I'm proud Prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's all right with you, it's all right with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the Mike Show, if you please.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Let's all say that together three times. Fantastic, fabulous show. Welcome. You are now tuned in to the Fabulous Friday Show. I am Cousin Mercy with Queen Jean. Queen, are you with me?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Happy Fabulous Flashback Fridays. How are you, Cousin Mercy?
Yes, yes. I am well, Queen. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear you. Your voice. I heard that little sniffle, but oh, you are strong right now. Yes, so just no complaints on this end.
Good evening, Lou.
Yes, yeah.
We're dealing with this weather out here. We got the heavy rains and the windy wind, and I woke up and to all these texts, so thankful for people reaching out to make sure that we're good out here. We're good. You know, we're inside and we're nothing like Florida, but I appreciate all the love that we are receiving, people asking about me and my family.
That's right. Yeah, shout out, prayers for everyone in that region. I know you said your grandson is in Florida as well, but he's good too. But it was a pretty major, what do they call it, Ian. They always name him. And this one was Ian.
Right. Always name him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something we can't get around. It's the things that are happening in the world. You just have to prepare yourself for them the best way you can. You know, when they say evacuate. Don't be stubborn and say, I'm not leaving. Just evacuate. You know, so, yeah. Blessings to everyone. So what we got going on tonight, this evening, Cousin Marcy? Hello? Did I lose Cousin Marcy? Hello. I don't know if I lost Cousin Marcy, if the show is still on. Oh, okay. She just told me that she's having technical difficulties. So, with that being said, we are presenting hip-hop of the 80s and 90s this evening. So we are encouraging anyone who wants to engage to dial 914-803-4001. Press 1 to put in your request of your favorite classic hip-hop. Our condolences go out to the legendary Coolio and Coolio's family, his children and fans and friends all over the world. That was a great, great loss. Hit that we took, so condolences to the family of Coolio. And also shout out our sponsors, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, the G. Lou After Hours Show, and Dee Harrison. So with that being said, I guess we can go ahead and get this show started. Our first song,
sorry about
Oh, You're Back. Okay.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Yes, technical difficulties. I'm so sorry.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add? I was going to go ahead and start with the first song, get it going, which is
get into
one of my all-time favorites. Remember when I was in Germany, I had such a crush on LL Cool J. I had a big 11x14 poster in my room on my wall. Imagine that, 20-something years old. In Germany with a poster being married, okay? Did that cause some controversy? So with that being said, we're gonna rock the bells with the amazing LL Cool J.
Okay.
Babble anybody, I don't care, you down. I excel, stay on. Gonna cocktail double L, my LL, what the hell gonna rock the bells? All your washed up rappers wanna do this well. Rock the bells.
Another MC get paid using my rap style, and I'm playing the background. Meanwhile, I ain't with that. You can't forget that. You took my style. I'm taking it back, coming back like Return of the Jedi. Sucker MCs in the place that said I could only rock rhyme and only rock crowds, but never rock records. How you like me now? Now, brothers are riding me like a pony. I'm no phony, I'm the only real macaroni. Playing the mic like it's supposed to be played.
New Jack, you all should have stayed out of the business. What is this, amateur night at the Apollo? Get off this stage, I'm enraged. Just like a lion trapped inside of a cage, I'm the real king. Rap is a jungle. I never understood how could one go to a party, watch me, stand around and jock me, become a rapper, then try to rock me. Screaming like a demon, you're screaming and dreaming. I'm from the old school, I used to scream and die for less, but I'm not living that way. I let my mic do the talking and let the music play. How you like me now? And I'm like Picasso, but of course, why else would you try so hard to paint a picture and try to get yourself in my shoes, but they won't fit you. I'm bigger and better, forget about Zephyr. Every time I rock the mic, I left a stain in your brain that will remain stuck in the back of your brain until you see me again. Respect, I come correct, the rhymes I select are nothing short of perfect. Vernacular's pure, and I can ensure life or death with my breath. My voice is a cure, I feel life from the words I spread. I make a sick man rock on his deathbed. Sucker MCs, I make your girl say ow, and she's jockin'. Now how you like me now? How you like me now? It hurts my nerve when I heard a sucker rapper that I know I'll serve run around town saying he is the best. Is that a test? I'm not impressed, get real. You're nothing but a toy. Don't you know that I serve that boy? Just like a waiter, hit him with a plate of these fresh rhymes and make sure that he pay the bill and leave him standing still. And when he's had enough, hit him with a refill. And for dessert, it won't be no ice cream. I'm just gonna shatter and splatter his pipe dreams. Make him feel a rap, beat him down and laugh. And when I finish, then I'm gonna ask him who is the best. And if he don't say Mosey, I'll take my whip and make him call himself Toby. Whip him good, then I'll make him sweat. Always talking about battles, but he never had a battle yet. But if we ever did, how could he beat me? He's so petrified, he's scared to even meet me. My word's the law, that's why you don't beat. You're nothing but a punk track star and a thief. So I'm putting you in punishment, just like a child. Never touch another mic, how you like me now? There's more on the menu, but I relax, cause I'm so far in you. You had enough, I know you're overstuffed. And if I keep going, you'll be throwing up. Oh, rhymes I used to say way back in the day, when you used to come to my parties and pay. Nobody's ever gonna rock me, and this I vow. So all I wanna say is how you like me now.
How you like him now?
I forgot how dope
take
that
us all the way back.
Mm-hmm. I forgot how dope that was. That was hilarious. Like, yeah, I think that might be something to start saying. Rather to cut to the chase, just how you like me now?
Mm-hmm.
Cool Moji.
And he is, you know. A bunch of curses. He didn't threaten no weaponry. You know, it's a good time. You just kill him with your words.
Yes, absolutely. The way it should be, right? I mean, some try to do that, but then some others get sensitive about it and becomes a whole another ball game.
Yeah,
they want to shout out. For our producer as well, opening up the show with that badass joint as well, Houdini, you know, 5 minutes of funk. Listening to the, actually all the songs, especially the one who just played How Do You Like Me Now, I've seen Adidas tangos and just the way that dash, you know, you actually just throwing your head from left to right and that hip-hop dash.
Right? And, like, you know, everybody was dancing, like, happy, you know, dancing, not equate that to happiness. Just a whole different time. I'm glad to, you know, been a kid going through this, like, I don't know if I would have came up in the death row era. Because this was it. You know.
My grandson asked me today, Gabriel, he said, what does 80s mean? And I told him, it's a year, it's 1980. He said, well, what was so different in the 80s? And I said, it's the year your mom was born. And he said, well, what was different? And I was like, everything was different. Well, what about everything? And I was like, boy, everything was different. We're not going to have this conversation right now. Yes, he is so curious about everything. He is, I was told that I take everything literal. My grandson does, too. He wants a complete answer. He don't want a one-word answer, a two-word answer. He wants a full explanation. That's how his mind operates. He wants to understand. So there won't be no misunderstandings at the end of the conversation. I was like, okay, bro, we're not going to do this today. We'll have this conversation.
Nothing wrong with that. Right. Nothing wrong with that. Exactly. Stay
we
that
have
way.
A, absolutely. We have a caller, Cousin Marcy. So we
Yay.
Thank caller for calling in. Caller, you're on the air. Good evening.
Good evening. You know what I would have told your grandson about the 80s?
What?
That, hey, if you wanted some water, you had to drink it out the hose and don't be running in and out the house trying to get water bottles. That's what I would have told him. Stay outside. Drink out the water hose.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No, we ain't
that
ordering
was happening in
a,
right, in the 70s as well. But, yeah, he would have been tweet. The conversation would have been like, what? Drinking out the water hose? That's crazy. And then I had, then I would have to explain that. It would have just been a on and on and on and on conversation. But I'll make sure I'll let him know. Yeah, I'll tell
then
him.
Then you would have to tell him that it was only one channel for cartoons, and the adults had 2, 4, 7, and 9. But
yeah, absolutely.
So you had a problem. Kids wouldn't understand, yeah. Man. They just wouldn't understand, man. How easy they got it. They just don't know.
They don't. They don't get it. They don't have to worry about the wire hanger for an antenna and getting up walking, absolutely getting up walking to the
not
TV
even the wire hanger.
The channel. You didn't have a...
What happened when the knob broke and you had the pliers in there?
I was just getting ready to say that. Yeah. They would...
Why would you say a wire hanger? I thought for a whooping. Oh, my
God. No, that
gosh.
Was for the antenna. That was for the antenna.
A whooping.
And,
you had to know
it was
how
a struggle.
You had to know how to shape it, too. You had to know how to shape that wire hanger in order to get it to work. You had to know how to, they wouldn't even understand the lines and the noise from when the TV would go off and you go to sleep and you hear this noise and you wake up and the screen is just fuzzy, looks snowy. There's a lot of things they just couldn't comprehend to tweet. And if they, these kids had to grow up in the world that we grew up in, they wouldn't make it.
They would panic if it wasn't a microwave. They wouldn't know what to do if it wasn't a microwave. They would go out of their mind. We had to make grilled cheese sandwiches in the broiler or the oven. So come on.
Oh, say that. Yeah.
And the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We used to toast our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the broiler. That was the shit.
What about the fried bologna?
I like the fried bologna, though. I actually liked that, though. That was cool. I didn't complain about that.
It had to be greasy.
I didn't like spam. I didn't like spam.
No, me either. Spam was the worst. I didn't like spam either.
Since we're on old school, I got a music request, if possible.
Absolutely.
I'm Blastmaster KRS-II, and I want to hear Beastie Boys, Slow and Low.
Oh my God.
Slow and low.
Oh, goodness. Now that's one. That's one right
all
there.
All the suck MCs and make your girl say, ow, she's jocking. How you like me now? Good these Beastie Boys. I feel good.
That's right.
Slow and low. That is the tempo. Holler at me. I'm out.
Get your African medallions out and get ready to do the running, man.
Thank you so
it's
much for calling in and vibing with us.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
That's part of that 80s lesson. So the OGs
right.
know about that tonight. You know, he brought us some good points about what we did back then versus what's happening now. And as he stated, these kids wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, you know, even when it comes to dressing and the beauty of everything is just so different. It's totally different. But of course,
how about taking care of yourself, like cooking and things like that? Like so many, yeah, they don't know how to. Yeah, it's a mess. And I've even seen some of that with my own girls. Like certain little things, I was like, "Why? You can't be scared of that." Like stuff that I was doing, and it's like, yeah, they're like, oh, my God, how do I do this, and how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you jump on
mm-hmm.
out there and you do it. But they don't,
do
yeah,
it.
They
that's...
don't think like that. So
we
no, just
we
do,
it,
but
you do it.
You can't.
Mm-hmm. And you better
you
do
know?
It. You better do it right, you know.
You better
don't,
do
don't
it.
Don't come with no hat.
You better
you
go
better,
rake them leaves.
You better get... And the rake that
my
they
kids
had
don't even know how to rake
are not
the
comparable.
Leaves.
Girl... I could lay
right.
some bricks if I had to, you know. I know how to put
right.
that wheelbarrow, mix that cement up in a wheelbarrow and push that sucker and lay some bricks if I had to.
Right.
Yeah, I could build a little
oh
brick
God.
House. You know?
Right.
But yeah, because the things that we learned, because, you know, our dads weren't no joke. They're so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was like...
Mm-hmm.
They say suck it up and just do what you need to do. So thank God
do
for
what
the,
you do.
The lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to honor Tweed's request when soon as our
all right.
Producer pulls that up. Cause that's a good request. So we thank you for calling in and vibing with us. Because
mm-hmm.
Tweed is an
OG. Thank you.
So. I tweet every Thursday night. Blog Talk
yeah.
Radio. He's on the air with his show, Cousin
Yo,
Marcy.
Rakim,
and there you go. Rakim, what's up?
There you go. Right?
So
it'll make me hungry. Talking about that fish. Come on,
Rakim.
Right.
I never feel like Rakim. I never forget what G. Lou said. He was like, it's Rakim.
Got it.
I got it.
That was Friday.
Thinking of a master plan, cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, we still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper, me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as I test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Rakim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Pete?
peace, 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 peace.
Another caller. I don't know if the caller is still on hold or in the queue, but if so,
okay, cool.
You're on the air. And
what's good with y'all?
What's good? What's good?
I love his accent.
That's that Philly.
Thank you.
That's that Philly. How are you?
I'm all right, just relaxing, listening to some great music.
Yeah.
You know Rakim.
I know, right, Rakim. Are you relaxing at home? Are you off tonight?
Yes, I'm relaxing at home. So glad.
Good. Got you on a night out.
Mm-hmm. On a Friday night, vibing with the Queens for Fabulous. Flashback Friday. We appreciate you. Do you have a request?
Actually, I do. Licorice, Teenage Love.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was that. That was that gray hatchback Honda rolling on the 710 freeway to the 110. That Slick Rick, that Teenage Love, Mona Lisa. Killed. Children's Story. That was a really good LP right there.
It was.
Yes.
So that's a good request. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any shout outs or anything to anyone?
I'm sorry.
You want to shout out anyone?
Of course. The radio show, as always, the great G Lou family. Trey Baby of Fools, the Goddess, and Noella, and the Self Class, the Maniacs, and the Voodoo Family.
The Maniacs. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like the Beehive. Okay, the Maniacs. Okay, they over there like the Rihanna Navy. Okay, the Maniacs.
For those of you who don't know, DJ Maniac is an amazing producer. He produced G Lou's two last LPs, Oldies Rule Forever Volume 3, and also the latest project, Soul of the Streets Volume 2. So if you haven't checked him out,
Soul of the Streets Part 1.
Oh, yeah, Soul of the Streets Part 1, but I was just giving the latest ones, but yeah. Yeah, if you haven't checked them out, go and check
them out. Some bomb videos. Them videos, they stepping on up.
I know.
Absolutely.
Well, we sure do. Thank you. Stay here and tell the people, since you're at home, you're relaxing, tell them to go on and get in on this Fabulous Flashback hip-hop, and we're going to have your request coming up, DJ Maniac. How do you become a maniac? Hold on, I've got to join a new group.
Oh, no, that's old.
So you become a maniac. It's already in us.
Oh, dear.
DJ Maniac. What you, are you sipping on anything this evening, DJ Maniac, or are you just chilling?
I am sipping on some Moscato. It's good.
Which Moscato?
Oh, well, you...
E40 Peach.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
you're sipping on something really good.
You're on the way right into our next song. It taught me I shouldn't drink, so stay tuned. Fantasy 40. Yes. Let the next song be a lesson.
All
okay.
Right, we appreciate you vibing with us.
Yes,
vibing out with us every Friday, DJ Maniac. Is such a big support, so we do appreciate that.
Appreciate you as well.
Thank you, DJ Maniac. Take care.
Much love and respect. Take care.
All right, Queen. Here we go. Here we go. Why we should drink or not to drink. 187 proof. Cause he got a tech nine in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and Jack. E had the nine and Jack the A cat. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with a motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name was Jen. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jen was a bitch though, cause she was fucking some nigga named Cisco. J knew tonight they'd come with two fat niggas named Bacardi and Rum. They capped Jack's hoe and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body and all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. E and J told Jack the hotel, so Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock, so Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gene and Juice. Thinking they ain't gonna get me. I round up the posse and call up Mickey. Mickey was big, he only sold 8 balls. Had 99 niggas up against the wall. E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Deuce signed them off. They were sent to the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from the bitch, wrecking Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive, but Mickey was slick, he had a Coke 45. And now we's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood Rhino Thunderbird. You wonder burn, how the murder burn, rap got burn, so much juice. It was 187 proof. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. After Thunderbird, time for the hurricane, he said word. Thunderbird in the alleyway, wearing a beanie, trying to get a skit from the cop, Mr. Martini. St. Ives screwed off Thunderbird's top, spilled this drink and gave a swig to the cop. But it's too late, Martini knows it all. Mickey and his boy OZ was slanging 8 balls of cocaine to the strawberries on the hill. So when he asked for juice, he got a quick fill. Mickey had his boy on Bourbon Block, the murderous cop killer, Mr. Peppermint Knox. Had a thing about nosy cops, and it made Mr. Peppermint lose his top. Martini off duty, waiting for the night train. Didn't know his wife Champagne would ever see him again. Peppermint Snops creeping with the Coke 45. Gotta peel his cap for the train to arrive. Gotta stay low and brow. Here comes the train. All aboard, said the engineers Rollins and James. There was a troop from the train and then a gun blast. Martini fell on the ground. There was a big splash. Mr. Snops got up because the cops chased him. Saint Eyes and Mickey in a vent, waiting in front of the station. But you know Jack and Deuce was undercover. And Jack was mad because Mickey shot his lover. There was a big shootout and Mickey got Juice. He couldn't hang with the 187 proof. Juice is splattered and Saint Eyes had took the fall. And then Endo smoked them all. Check it out. We'll be right back.
It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet.
What's the deal, y'all? This is the legendary Hall of Fame DJ Mix Master Ice from UTFO, and you are now tuned into the GU Show on Flashback Fridays.
Here's a thought from the old school crew. A serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. But this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions.
Don't
tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands, boys. Yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a sort of warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him, and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore. Due to your attitude and other, or because you're not being true, or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change. Rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my shit. They're getting sick of you and quite annoyed. And if you have plans for the future, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girl, you can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time and you receive the worst. Yo, this is from the heart and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slicks. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go, don't hurt me again. Don't teenage love.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to?
All good.
Mm-hmm. These teenagers need to listen to that one too. Don't hurt me again. A lot of pain as a teenager thinking that you're in love, and no, he's the one. I love him so much.
If you don't sit out.
Yeah. Right. Like, we can't even explain our faith to them because they'll say, well, that's how it was back in your day.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't even explain to them what our experience of thinking that you're in love and that he or she is the one. You just got to let them go through it. Maybe I'll play that song when be like, see, remember I was telling you?
Mm-hmm. Grown people be going through that. He said they get to ignoring you. Ignoring, they don't even want to be around you. Like, damn. That's
right.
That's hurtful. Shit.
That part right
going
there.
To Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we got those requests in. Praise be.
Yeah, I want
thank you to the producer.
since we're talking about hip-hop and Altadena performing live with your own nephew, Michael, for Fathers in Hip-Hop. So for anybody that is and can, go check it out. It's October the 2nd. They're going to be talking about sex trafficking, suicide awareness, prevention, mental health, and support, anti-bully engagements, real-life scenario dramatization training. So, yeah, that's at 10 a.m. There will be live music, a full bar, giveaway, food, and kids' zone. So, nephew Michael will be performing live. The adults are $10 for a donation and $1 donation for the kids. All profits are used to fund our team of active advocates willing to take a stand for you with the necessary knowledge and resources to serve you. So, you can buy the tickets at Eventbrite, and the location is 12000 Stadium Way in Altadena, California. So, yeah, I think that would be something real cool to attend. Yeah, the way to break through Fathers in Hip Hop. So, I like that, Fathers in Hip Hop.
Yeah, that's a cool term right there. I like that too. Yeah, so check it out if you're able.
Put that out there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Great songs, great songs. Yeah, DJ Maniac, thank you for that request. That was a good request. That Teenage Love, Slick Rick.
Yeah, and the Beastie Boys, they convinced me. They convinced us. They was on
chunky
one,
glasses, the chunky glasses, right? Chunky rope chains. Again, the Adidas and Kangos, what was those hats? The bucket hats at that time as well. So yeah, the white tees.
They're resurging now.
That was
the bucket hats and came back. Yeah, everything
absolutely
comes back.
I got me a Kang. Was a Canal bucket hat that I have. So yeah, they all are coming back. Speaking of hats, because it's so cold and I have so little hair on my head, I have to wear hats because I'm going to get sicker. I'm going to continue to stay sick if I'm outside because of because of Marcy said we put the hats on,
put that hat on, okay? None of that talk.
None of that talk, right on. I receive that. I understand.
Please. Well, I'm enjoying this ride. We is rolling. We didn't made it all the way up to somebody I got introduced. A lot of this stuff I got introduced to just by ear when, you know, they did start playing that music outside their cars in the 80s. And this one right here, it always just used to, man, the bass, like it say, everlasting bass. Like, it's never going away. And that's when I really got into. And then those lyrics, like, I love these guys. Radio and Joe Cooley, let's get it. Thank you, Mr. D-Lou. Right.
Radio. That's in your face, showing up, shrugs your face, just like you got sprayed by a can of mace. You see your speaker is moving, everybody is grooving. My phone moves along as a sharp improving. The highs will get no higher, the bass will go no lower, cause everlasting bass showing up moves a flower. Some people can't take it, they try to plead the case, but you can't get enough of everlasting bass. Joseph's fast as Carl, he's black, not Jewish, and when he's on stage, he can
do it.
And I'm good to, yes, Rodney O, leader of the show, make the ladies say,
oh.
king of my castle, causing much pain. You dumb shrimp wimps, it's you I tame. So to the R, to the O, to the D, N, E, Y. Now what's that spell, Rodney? That's right. That's right. Go, moving fast, not slow. Sporting feelers and Adidas and summer Kangos. We ride on 747s, not DC-10s. We'll take a 3-day vacation, then we'll do it again. Check in the hotel the day of the show. No time to play around because we got to go. You see, we're on a flight to rock the mic in Miami, Florida, where they film the Vice.
Lay low and have a cold one, 'cause the whipping I'm dishing is an old one. I'll do some trolling to my a bid on who will fall. I'm sure to match your snatch your stature. Your broken looks more like a fracture. Catch that rapper, Latifah will be back to crash you. Go by a heart, cause from the start I told you no one's getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Request for myself. How are you doing, Cuzzo and Queen? How y'all doing?
Hey, we are doing awesome. Okay. Hello.
I'm loving the show. Loving
good
the show.
How are you?
I'm all right. Better days, but
good.
I'm all
right. Right. Better
days. Yeah,
thank you for tuning in.
I ain't gonna be on here too long, but if the DJ can dig up something like that by NWA, that would be greatly appreciated. Yeah.
Another
side of NWA, a lot of people really don't know about, right. It's not a gangster song at all. Good introduction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and a good introduction to those who don't know. Thank you for vibing out with us on Fridays. We appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm vibing. I'm a vibe. Yeah, y'all continue to do what y'all do, and I'm going to get off here.
Okay.
All righty. One
love.
Thank you for calling. Stay with us.
Will do.
Yay, yay. That's what's up. Queen? Might be on the something here.
Great.
All right. Let's get into some solo power, salt and pepper. To make sure it stays on track. The wax can't be scratched unless Ben is dead, so she can catch it on time. So then I can rhyme. The vocalist on the mic is me. I'm the short and sexy one. In effect, about to bring it to you straight up. Wait up, you ready? It's time to pay up. The capital S on the spot. I'm here to wreck shop. Yo, she's at the next stop. So all aboard, grab a seat and get set. Cinderella started off. Now let's check. Overdrive, rhyme after rhyme, I'm still the best. I'm holding down camp, keep it pumped, check. So snap out of it, me a soloist for what? Salt and pepper with mics, Spinderella with cuts. Let's get paid. And every day we're throwing it, but just stay back, cause I ain't taking no friends, cause I'm dope. I look good and I'm paid to be blunt, reigning supreme. All hail the queens of queens. You think it's death now, wait a pepper steps on the scene. So petty rappers, take a seat, make sure you sit up straight. The name, Salt and Pepper, the year 88, let's get paid. You don't see Peppa Pong. Step up, Pong. You still ain't ready. You want a piece of what the sword releases? Take a chunk, Pong, and now you're leaving in pieces. Step left, Jeff, you putt in your Nova. Before you thought, think again. You won't get over with a clover. Four leaves deep to be brief. Yo, Peppa, hurry up and come.
up and get a piece of this mic, cause I'm hogging it. Phone starts logging it. They wanna know, do I rock? So I'll be dogging it, shaking and banging the mic, just like a chef. I rock this beat until it ain't none left. Let's get paid. If Pepper's on stage, I say go for yours. But if she ain't, then this mic I'm mining. I say spin, drop it, and keep rhyming. When Pepper comes back, just say, so chill. Grab the mic and go for the kill. But you're lucky, cause she ain't back yet. Relax, man, you're a nervous wreck. Wipe the sweat off your face and stop panicking. You look dead, dead as a mannequin. But still, you're back again to see me rap again. Rapping cause the vinyl is, let's just pack them in. Cuff them and stuff them. They know I still love them. If they can't stand the heat, well then chuck them. Pepper, Cinderella came here to tell ya, let's get paid.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
Oh, yeah, yo, Ren, you ready to do this shit?
Yeah, Dre, let's rip shit up.
Hey, yo, Yellow Boy, why don't you kick me one of them funky-ass beats?
Yo, we got my homeboy Eazy-E in the house.
Compton's definitely in the house. Yo, Ren, what we gonna call this shit? Tell him what your name is?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, let's kick this shit on the one. Kick it.
Back by the man that was big as fuck. Because you was the public, you should know what's up. Compton's in the house was more than gold. It was a hit, because it was based on some crazy shit. So, final conclusion has been permitted. Punks made us a target and knew that we hit it. But that was a part of showbiz.
Hey, yo, homeboy, what you tell him what your name is?
Before the record, it's Ren, and for the street, it's villain. And strapped with a gat, it's more like Matt Dillon on gun smoke. But not a man of the law, I'm just the baddest motherfucker that you ever saw. See, I beat, and then I creep on a fool. Get my blood pressure high, but still stay cool. Dig a grave for the nigga looking up to me, that really had the nerve that he could fuck with me. Who was a man in the mask while I was waiting to act? You know it's MC Ren, kicking mucho ass. Getting respect in showbiz. Hey, yo, homeboy,
what's up?
Why don't you tell him what your name is?
The motherfucking doctor, bitch hopper, the sucker motherfucking stopper. Back with a vocal track, that's the fresh one. So now, let's get the motherfucking session going. Flowing, it's time to start throwing rhymes. So keep in mind all the suckers I'm blowing. Cause I'ma start showing the time. Never saying I'm the best, I'm just going for mine. Unlike a lot of suckers who claim they're getting busy, when the records only make good frisbee. You need to quit running off the mouth, stop and think before you put some whack bullshit out. It's not difficult, in fact it's kinda simple, to create something funky that's original. You either talking about the place to be, who you are, what you got, or about a suck MC.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Ren, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Dre, but you still ain't told him enough, man.
Alright, well let's kick one more verse right here, alright? Kick.
This is portable, something to fuck with your ear. Ren and Dre will appear when the sound is clear. To fuck it up like we always do, and that's the trick. Saying some shit to make the bitches wanna suck our dicks. But it's the everyday thing, communicating to y'all with the Compton slang. Compton's back in the house or your apartment, so open your door, by the way, so we can start it. Test the monitors and call us mic, cause the way we feel, we're gonna fuck it up tonight. I got my mic in my hand with a hell of a grip. Bitches screaming and shit, now it's a trip. Waiting for the grand finale or the end, or a stupid rhyme sent by Trey and Ren. We're like a kid, we get new shoes and go faster, smiling like hell as we move past the suckers, the motherfuckers with the ego hype. But we're positive and they're on the negative side. And if you think we're about to quit, motherfucker, you ain't heard shit.
Yeah, now that shit was funky, you know what I'm saying, Ren?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. This is MC Ren and Dr. Dre co-kicking it in the play.
Oh, yeah, my mellow Eazy-E in the house. Yellow Boy in the house.
My boy Ice Cube, Arabian Prince, co-rocking shit.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
I'm say what's up to my homeboy from CNW.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Ren, what we gonna call this shit? Tell him what your name is.
Yeah, something like that.
What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
rockin' if the beat start rockin'. The bridge, I keep her rockin' till the beat start rockin'. The kids will keep her rockin' till the bridge start rockin'. The kids will keep her rockin' and the bridge start rockin'. The bridge, I keep her rockin' till the kids start rockin'. The bridge will keep her rockin' till the beat start rockin'. The kids will keep her rockin'.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
Hey, it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G-Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
Like a superstar, an automatic weapon called Frank. to hit someone. So I just stopped and let off three shots. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue, pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? That word love is real sore, but when you use it in your vocabulary like you're addicted to it, it sneaks right up and takes you right out, 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 out. So, for future reference, remember, it's alright to like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you start scheming and carrying on for it, just remember, it's gonna get you.
Pass the bomb on a whole nother level. to do for man. I got fractions caught up in my everyday actions. Point equal to your real satisfaction. Fucking anybody who fuck with mine. When will they realize I'm straight out to get mine? You gotta get yours, I gotta get mine. 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 You gotta get yours. Ah yeah, nigga, 19 nigga 3, you better handle your business.
Okay, well this is Big O, man, the founder member of No Limits, the Real Untouchable, aka TRU, and you listen to the G Loop Show.
I used to let the mic smoke, now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music, maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should've broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figure you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to EJ play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole of record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling, save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Hey, hey,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are jamming. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Salute to the DJ extraordinaire. And the
hip-hop,
real
hip-hop
over. Okay.
So they say DJ academics need to just always hush his mouth. Tonight on the G-Lu After Hours on the website in the Blue Room, he's just going to be vibing out. So if you want something to do after this show, head over to our YouTube channel, the G-Lu Show, and vibe out with G-Lu hanging out in the Blue Room there at 9:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. And also shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, the G-Lu After Hours, and Dee Dee Harrison. And check out our website as well, theglushow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G-Lu, which includes the latest project, Soul of the Streets, Volume 2, again produced by the amazing producer, DJ Maniac. And also Sylvia and I tomorrow. At 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, food giveaway. That's every Saturday, starts at 12 noon, first come, first serve. And also prayers going out to Cynthia Nunn for her granddaughter.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what's up. Yeah, be there at the for the Blue Room, like she said. Don't take that hip-hop to another level. Bring your bowls. You might have to throw them. Yep. It's going down. It's going down. I'm telling you right now, do not just be there. Don't be no square.
Yeah, you can never be disappointed in the after hours on our YouTube channel, and especially the Sundays, Oldies Rule Forever with Queen A. Love and G-Lu, they be. Yeah, that's an awesome vibe to vibe with in the Blue Room.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting right there.
Get your tickets early.
In your own booth.
You got your tickets?
Yeah, get your booth. Get your booth.
Yeah, tickets, get your tickets. Yeah, get them now. Tickets? Get them. We ain't
tickets,
playing. You got to get them early. Right?
Yeah. Be vibing out.
We is almost out, Queen. We is vibing. We got some more goodies coming up. I didn't know how much you were going to be familiar with, but we on our way. So let's get into some EPMD. I know you like this one.
Got to chill. All
right.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy, when your rhymes in our void, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a C-Zoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain them C's while the doubly max, always calm under pressure, no need to act ill, listen when I tell you, boy, you got some chill.
Personal computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul, pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E, and one thing I hate is the biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line, then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows,
dish many faces and deal with new jacks on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace, cause indeed stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, D's. No doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the shit. Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift, or try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm walking in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword. Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm a funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig him smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit. DJ LaBour.
To keep you suckers tripping, everybody's looking. If you're jealous, turn around. The AMD kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes a girly zip dumb. We're rolling Rainier and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-ing of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. And we all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-a-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Posse up.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kinda bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and the knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Posse up.
with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up, but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and mixed a lot treating. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Six is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burger stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, she picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, cold sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked a bunk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a just posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You're broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-a-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
Buddy, you know what it is. The posse's on Broadway. Five fellas and 22 free.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
My posse's on Broadway.
PLB. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out right
on
this
kid.
My posse's
on Broadway. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey yo, what's good? It's Kola, also known as Kid Sensation, and you're tuned in to the G-Lu Show, Flashback Fridays. Hey yo, this is Kola, also known as Kid Sensation, and you are tuned in to the G-Lu Show, Flashback Fridays, baby.
6 in the morning, police at my door, fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor, out my back window, I make my escape, didn't even get a chance to grab my old food tape, mad with no music. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask.
Word.
Told him about my morning cold, bugged him out. Shot a little dice and my knees got sore. Kicked around some stories about the night before. Posse to the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks, so one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, said we would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we beat the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know what hit her, didn't have time to ask. Rolling in a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, the ride was raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Johnny Shine was the driver, no need to retail. Had a beeper going off like a high school bell. Looked in the mirror, what did we see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. Pigs searched our car, their day was made. Found an Uzi 44 and a hand grenade. Threw us in the county, high-powered block. No freaks to see, no beats to rock. Didn't want trouble, but the shit must fly. Squabble with the sucker, shanked him in the eye. But just living in the county is a serious task. Nigga didn't know what happened, didn't have time to ask. Back on the streets after 5 in the deuce. 7 years later, but still had the juice. My homeboy Henry put me up on the track. Told me E's rolling villain, BJ's got the sack. Bruce is a giant, that C's clocking dough. Bebop's a pimp, my old freak's a hoe. The battering ram's rolling, rock to the thing. Life has no meaning and money is king. Then he looked at me slowly and hid, had to grin. He said, man, you out early, we thought you got 10. Opened up his safe, kicked me down with cold cash. Knew I would get busy, he didn't wait for the ass. When I got it done on my shoulders and legs, hard from the joints with a lot of my heart. I didn't want trouble, but the shit had to start. Out with my crew, some punks got loud. Shotgun blast echoed through the crowd. Six punks hit, two punks died. All casualties were applied to their side. Human lives at the past, just the talk of much trash. We didn't know who they were, no one had time to ask. Reached in my pocket for my 44. Dove across the room, peeped out the window. 20 cops jumped behind a pinto. Out the back door like the damn track stars. Broke down an alley, jumped into a car. Suckers didn't even see us, they must have been blind. Black wire touched red, the car was mine. We hadn't done nothing but some suckers got shot. Hit the first turn, goddamn roadblock. Broke through the block and we did it fast. Cops would have shot us on sight, they wouldn't have took time to ask.
Mr. Law and Order, right? SVU, Special Victims Unit.
Oh. Right? Hey, before we end our show, I want to give a shout out to our cousin, Shay Doe. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Celebrate you. And yes. Many blessings. You can follow Shado on IG. She's an amazing baker. So happy birthday to Shado and anyone else who's celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or any type of celebration going on. Our prayers and go out to everyone, and we thank everyone for tuning in with us, vibing out with us this Friday, our fabulous back Friday. Yes, hip-hop, and thank you to our amazing producer, G. Lou, and don't forget to tune into the Blue Room after hours, the G. Lou show on YouTube coming to you live, so check that out if you have nothing else to do, vibe out. So, Cousin Marcy, thank you for a wonderful show.
Yes, ma'am.
Much love to you.
Anytime, of course.
Yes.
Thank you. Much love to you, too. I wanted to, if I may, I just had a personal shout-out, too. I needed to shout my niece out, Simone Laughlin, and my sister, Michelle Laughlin. Hopefully, you all will hear that if you were listening, but I love you all so much. Yes, I just had to shout them out one time, but my pleasure. We went in. This was awesome. Thank you to G. Lou and Queen. I'm so glad. You sound like a lot better, so I just pray for you that you, in the next week, you just knock this thing on out.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm praying too. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So, yeah, with that being said, check us out on Sunday, our OG Fabulous Sunday Lowrider Show with G. Lou, Big Flossie, and Hangster the Gangster, and myself, of course. Check us out on Sunday to hear some fabulous lowrider oldies. We serving, we swerving, we dipping, we ain't tripping. We just there to have a great time. So check us out.
Yep.
And with that being said, everybody be great. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and keep your prayers and thoughts up to everyone who is going through something. Much love and peace.
Peace and love. We out.